if that's your thing, if that's your kink, is getting people to God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Tim Wick, Nick Glover, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we are talking about He Gets Us, a billion-dollar campaign to make Christians feel better about themselves. They spent $7 million on a Super Bowl ad.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Tim Wick. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Nick Glover.
You get us.
And Molly Glover.
I get us.
Yeah, we get us.
I get us.
We get us. But you know who else gets us? He gets us.
Oh.
Capital. I heard the capital H.
I heard it, yeah. Too.
He gets us.
He gets us.
We are going to talk about not just the ad during the Super Bowl this year. Apparently, they did an ad during last year's Super Bowl that wasn't nearly as memorable. But there was an ad during this year's Super Bowl.
Yes.
He gets us. It showed. It started with an image probably from a classical painting, but it might have been AI. I don't know. Of Jesus washing someone's feet.
Yeah, that's a thing he did, apparently.
He did. He washed the feet.
Catholics do it right around Easter,
yeah.
All the time.
And then it showed a series of pictures of people washing other people's feet. Usually,
yeah.
Usually people that would be in conflict in some way or another, like a police officer washing the foot of an unarmed black man.
Oh, there was a pretty white girl who was helping, I think, a Muslim girl.
There was
so
a
that's
Muslim
a definitely
yeah.
that's
yeah.
definitely yeah. crazy. Come yeah. on, pretty white girl, Muslim girl.
And that's all they did. They just showed these people washing feet, and then at the end, it just said hegetsus.com.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there was some other message to it or some other little part to it. But
it said he washed feet.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
like Jesus
yeah.
didn't. It was Jesus didn't something.
Jesus didn't.
He
hate.
Washed
yeah.
feet.
Because yeah.
I remember the periods made it very funny to me. He Gets Us has been advertising on Reddit for at least a year. I see their ads on Reddit every day and have for a year. I have blocked them. They still show up.
Wow.
I have the user, because in order to advertise on Reddit, you have to have a Reddit account and then you can pay for advertisement. So the user is u/hegetsus. And I have that user blocked and their ads still show up as being from a blocked user. And it still says He Gets Us and I still see the ad.
Wow.
You cannot block it. There is, and you can't comment on it. They have commenting turned off somehow too. And every time I've tried to downvote it, I get something went wrong error.
Uh-huh.
So I can't downvote it. I can't comment on it. And blocking does nothing. So I am just constantly bombarded with Jesus in my feeds. It was not feet washing. This whole time it's been a lot of the refugee stuff, which was the ad in the 2023 Super
yeah,
Bowl.
Yeah.
Whew. So the thing about this is, and I was watching it with several people, some of whom were Christians, some of whom were not, including friend of the show, Eric Knight. And we saw that ad and we all were like, well, that's weird, a Jesus ad during the Super Bowl. But Eric, I think it was Eric, was like, well, that wasn't such a terrible message. You know, because it isn't a terrible
Jesus' message isn't terrible.
Right.
Well, that's the thing about it.
Same with the ad last year. It was like, he doesn't hate, he loves. And,
right.
and you know, on its face, like, that's ideal, I guess, for Christianity.
Actually, the message last year was Jesus loved the people we hate, which was
right.
a very, very
yes.
telling statement. But yes.
But the thing that's interesting, if you do the deeper dive on this, is the people that are running this campaign, which is very conservative right Christian groups.
Yes. Mm. The founder of Hobby Lobby is one of the main donors to He Gets Us.
So what it seems is what they're trying to do is ease people into Christianity, right? And then slowly work them over to the more conservative Christian perspective. They're doing it in very subtle ways, but they are doing it all over the place. This is a $1 billion, with a B, $1 billion campaign.
Man.
They're running
over 3 years.
Over 3 years.
Yep.
The ads for the Super Bowl this year, I believe, were $7 million for a $1 minute ad, or maybe it was 7 million for a 30
seconds
ad.
Makes more sense, because I think that's about how long
million,
it was.
14 million for a 1 minute ad. So they spent $7 million for 30 seconds during the Super Bowl. And it's been brought up a lot online, but I think it is important to point out $7 million would feed a lot of starving people.
It would fix a lot of church roofs.
It would house a lot of people who don't have a home.
How many? And like, honestly, even if we want to remove the human element from it, because that's, I mean, that's not what they're going for. Right. Probably, you know, even if we're going to say, oh, they don't want to try to do that because it'd be so hard to pick. There are, I mean, hundreds of churches across the country that have mold in their basements, that have, you know, broken, you know, foundations, broken roofs that have taxes, but, you know, that have bills due that they have to pay that they can't, that they're constantly having bake sales and
right.
getting donations from their constituents and stuff, how that money could have gone to invest within their own groups. But because they're so divided amongst themselves, they can't, you know,
you can't do that, because when you think about it, the mega church yep. mentality, which is where this is coming from.
Oh, it's
right?
absolutely these prosperity the churches, gospel fucks.
Those aren't the churches that need money.
Right.
Even though, I mean, they
need it for lobbying.
They're asking for money every mm-hmm, week. Mm-hmm. And we went to a mega church, those of you who have listened for a long time will recall, but we definitely will. When we went to Grace Mega Church, they pass the hat, and I'm going to call it passing the hat because that's what it was. It wasn't once, it wasn't twice. They passed it three times for three different reasons.
Yep.
One was just general, give us money.
And we were only there an hour.
Yeah. But the other two were specifically, well, you gave us money already, but that money can't go to this. So we need more money to go to this. So these churches that are represented by this organization don't really need the money. The churches that need their roofs fixed are not the same denominations.
No, and that's why they won't. It's that whole joke of like, when we were watching Moral Oral, and the two families that like are like best friends, and they like are a perfect fit for each other. But then they go to say grace at dinner, and one of them says, forgive us our sins. And the other one says, trespass our sins. And they realize that forgive us our trespasses and forgive us our sins. And they're like, get the fuck away from my children and my house, you idiot.
Heathen monster.
How dare you say forgive us our sins instead of forgive us our trespasses? Like, we are obviously at odds. We cannot speak. We have such different values. And it's like that, right? Like they are divided among such stupid lines that they can't even help themselves.
And so this ad, which got a ton of press.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
And it did last year too.
Yeah. And it's really out there to, I'm thinking, you know, when we talked last week about that horrible, horrible movie, Gramps Goes to College, also fuck you, Jeremy Stomberg. that movie isn't made to coax people to a way of thinking, right? That movie is made to validate a way of thinking that already exists.
It's scoring points.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a movie that a bunch of Christians get into a room and watch to be like, haha, look at how smart we are. Look at how dumb atheist, secular, humanist colleges are. This commercial is trying to get people into that room.
Yeah.
By sort of spoon feeding the really easily digestible part.
Yeah. What about all the good things about Christianity, guys? What if we focus on those, and maybe our numbers won't dwindle so fast, and maybe people won't be fleeing the church, and maybe we can hang on to a few people, believers.
Well, and they are saying, like in interviews, these guys have been saying that their goal is to make people who are Christians stop and think about whether or not they're actually acting Christ-like, and to make them, they're claiming that their goal is to heal Christians and to make them all come together, because if they all came together, they would be they have the greatest story ever told. You know, that they have the biggest love that there is, because Christ died for their sins. And so it's such a, like, it's just such a, how it just, What is it when you're like jerking yourself off, but also like you're making everybody watch? Oh, Louis C.K. It's like a Louis C.K. thing where they're making us watch that. Yeah. I don't know. I don't get
so, it. So in combination with this is something called Project 2025. Now, a lot of the same people that are supporting He Gets Us are supporting Project 2025. I'm going to go into really briefly what this is. This is a plan developed by the Heritage Foundation for if the Republicans manage to take over the Senate, the House, and the presidency in the 2024 election.
I have heard about this. I have heard about this, actually. Yes.
So, you know, the plan proposes slashing the Department of Justice, dismantling the FBI. I'm kind of behind that one. And the Department of Homeland Security, gutting environmental climate change regulations. And one of the things that they talk about a lot is impeaching every liberal justice on the Supreme Court so they can pack the Supreme Court completely with conservative justices. Not like they don't have enough on there already.
Right.
And so it is an attempt to basically turn the United States into a Christian state.
Oh, it's definitely Christo-fascism. Yeah. That seems really clear.
And that's the same people. A lot of the same people that are supporting He Gets Us support Project 2025. So that's really why I was like, we ought to talk about this because it's just fucked up, right? It's this continued Christian persecution complex. The only way to ensure that we are not persecuted is to basically take over so the atheists can't control our lives.
Which is so interesting because it has always seemed like the persecution is one of the fundaments of their faith, that they have to be persecuted, and it is by that persecution that they are made holy and that they are, you know, proving their devotion to Christ their Lord. So you'd think that when they weren't persecuted and they're in power and they have everything the way they want it, that would be a less holy state of being.
You'd think, yeah, but they can't be martyred anymore. So.
A friend of the show, Seamus the Insulter, has gone into great length about how the persecution complex is baked into it's in the very foundation of Christianity is you know in them being the underdog, no matter how in control they are, no matter how like dominant they are in the culture or in the government or whatever, it's they're always going to be on the defensive.
Yeah, well, it's like how racism is baked into the DNA of the United States, right?
Sure, right.
It's just there. It is, in order to be a good Christian, you have to accept that. I have a friend who's a Christian. I have plenty of friends who are Christians, right? And I don't have anything against them, in that sense. And they're a very liberal Christian, but they wrote something today about how what they do for Lent is they give up reading the Bible and they read other books by other faiths, including atheist books. And they were like, atheism or really anti-theism. And I was like, that's... and I actually... Normally, I just read those posts and move on, right? Mm-hmm. You know, because my friends who are Christians, I don't feel like getting into a debate with them online, right?
Right.
But in this particular case, I was like, all right, atheism and anti-theism are not the same thing. And as an individual who in this one instance only, is a member of the marginalized community you're talking about, I feel like I need to say that being an atheist does not make you an anti-theist.
No.
And there are plenty of atheists who are anti-theists, but there are also plenty who are not.
Mm-hmm.
So saying atheism but really anti-theism is incorrect. And harmful to people who are atheists. And it's kind of interesting because we as atheists are in the marginalized community in this country. It's not the worst thing ever. We aren't suffering as a result.
It's mostly invisible.
People don't know you're an atheist until you tell them. But of course, the joke is, how do you know if somebody's an atheist? Don't worry, they'll tell you. But it's also the same joke about a vegan, so it's not even that original.
Because atheists are the ones walking around with their symbols around their neck and,
exactly.
Knocking on people's doors.
So it's not, we are not massively oppressed, although we would be under the Project 2025 goal.
No shit.
But it's still one of those situations where you look at Christians and they're looking at how they're persecuted, and you're like, you're not even in the minority. You're not even the person that has to go out onto a friend's Facebook page and go, this isn't what atheism means.
Right.
And there was somebody else who had said, that's not what anti-theism means. Anti-theism means, well, I don't really know, or I don't really know, and I don't really care. I'm like, well, no, that's agnosticism.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't even get your terms right, don't use them.
So I was looking at a PolitiFact did an Ask PolitiFact if these images were AI generated, and they're not. They are photographs taken by a photographer named Julia Fullerton Batten. She takes highly cinematic visual storytelling photographs with a very dramatic style. She embellishes and things. And so she verified that it was her. I'm mostly upset that this ad features a terrible cover of Never Tear Us Apart by INXS, which is an amazing love song. And using it is so fucking like, I don't even understand why anybody would use that song. If you go listen to the song, read the lyrics, it makes no fucking sense. Anyway, the actual text that we were mentioning earlier was, Jesus didn't teach hate. He washed feet.
With the extra periods.
Yes. So then you go, it directs you to hegetsus.com/lovethyneighbor, which I went to. Help me. God help me. And that is a long explanation. They've trademarked He Gets Us, by the way. It's a registered trademark. That's expensive.
That's where some of that billion went.
That's expensive. But they talk all about what feet washing symbolizes, why you wash feet, what was going on with, why living in the desert meant that you needed to wash people's feet. Foot washing required humility on the part of both parties, the one willing to wash another's feet and also the one willing to have their feet washed. See, that's what both parties means.
They explain
it in case you aren't.
I appreciate that.
What's that? Because, literate.
Yeah.
And so it's talking, and then they quote some Bible stuff. We began to imagine a world where ideological others, that's a phrase they use, were willing to set their differences aside to wash one another's feet. Figurative foot washing can be as simple as giving a compliment to a coworker or paying for a stranger's lunch. It can also be as difficult as not responding to someone who's criticizing you or reaching out to an estranged family member, like maybe your dad who participated in the January 6th insurrection. That's not there. I'm just sort of assuming that's what they mean.
I'm sure it's in there somewhere. Just it's subtext.
Maybe forgive your dad for calling your girlfriend the F word.
So I have a question. Do you think... I think a big reason this got so much traction around the internet is the foot stuff.
Mm-hmm.
and how
that's why it could have been a Quentin Tarantino. Yeah.
The internet
directed,
fucking loves foot stuff. They posted feet for free in this episode, so instant big hit with the internet. Do you think that was deliberate as advertising move, like, we're gonna do this thing, you know? Yes, Jesus supposedly washed feet and all that jazz, and it fits their message that they're going with in this campaign. But do you think they chose feet to, because it would be gross and controversial, or, you know, it would get traction in the memes?
I don't think they're that self-aware. I mean, that could be wrong. You
they
know,
have a lot of money spending, to buy that self-awareness in other people.
If you're spending $1 billion, you're probably paying some pretty smart advertisers.
I'm on the frequently asked questions section of the He Gets Us website.
Okay.
Do you guys have a question? I will give you one of their... I will figure out which one it fits with. What's your question?
Why feet?
Oh, okay. They have a whole thing about that, but that isn't one of the... So let's see. What is your agenda? Our agenda at He Gets Us is to move beyond the mess of our cultural current movement to get to a place where all of us are invited to rediscover the love story of Jesus.
How do you feel about gay people?
What is your stance on the LGBTQ+ community? These are probably the most common questions we receive, and we understand why. Many of those who represent Jesus have made people in the LGBTQ+ community feel judged and excluded, and others in the Jesus community It's like the Jesus fandom have simply ignored their stories and lived experience. So let us be clear in our opinion. Jesus loves gay people and Jesus loves trans people. The LGBTQ plus community, like all people, is invited to explore the story of Jesus and consider his example of unconditional love, grace, and forgiveness of others. No matter who you are, you are invited to explore the story of Jesus.
I mean, that's not bad.
It's not
bad. That's not bad. That's not bad. But, you know, when you kind of get to the end.
There's a long thing about who Jesus, who do you think Jesus is? There's a whole bunch of stuff that's ridiculous about it. But then the usual stuff. He's the Son of God, etc.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be hard to guess that many of those backing the campaign believe that Jesus is who the Bible says he is. He Gets Us is an initiative of Come Near Incorporated.
Really?
A nonprofit organization committed to sharing the life and love of Jesus that believes Jesus was human and divine, he rose from the dead, etc.
I'm pretty sure in my sex ed class I had, they said that Come Near is actually not a very foolproof method of contraception, and it can definitely get people look up knocked up.
Come Near Incorporated.
Be careful where you Google Come Near.
I'm adding the ink.
Good plan.
ComeNear.org, a new nonprofit organization led by a team of experienced marketing, innovation, and nonprofit leaders committed to sharing the life and love of Jesus in thought-provoking new ways. We look forward to seeing you on our LinkedIn page.
All right.
Oh, the future sucks.
So the He Gets Us subreddit, r/ He Gets Us, is not affiliated with He Gets Us. It is He Get Sus. It is a, they've co-opted it.
Oh,
they've
nice.
Got a trans flag up for the subreddit icon and an Among Us character, but they have posted lots and lots of kind of like anti-religious or religion critical stuff in the memes. It has been, someone jumped on that before them, and now it's full of, you know, criticism of religion and shit posting, like this gem, which I'm going to show Tim and Molly here. Molly.
Oh, wow. He's washing Bigfoot's feet.
It's Jesus washing Bigfoot's foot.
On the FAQ, do they have anything about evolution?
They do not.
Mm.
But they do have a thing about, do you have any more free merch? And they are sold out of their free merch. Their Give Love Get Gear program is currently paused.
Sell out of free.
Well, so they were, this all started because we were fascinated by how Jesus treated money. So Jesus, as we all know, wasn't a big fan of the money situation. We set out to create something that would mirror Jesus's economy. Our idea was simple. We would cover the cost of the gear, and in return, people would commit to paying for it with an act of kindness. Over 145,000 people paid an act of kindness, a compliment, comforted someone, cared for a neighbor, or loved an enemy. So a bunch of people lied to get free shit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm so cynical. Yeah. One of the things was a t-shirt that said, hate is loud, Jesus loved louder. I know, right?
Yeah.
I just,
Molly,
like, does that mean, like, when you go to a rock concert, you should be like, turn it up, Jesus loved louder.
Jesus loved louder.
I can't
louder.
Hear you over the sound of Jesus love. Molly, I was looking in that subreddit and someone has a post there complaining about how they've blocked the account, they still get the ads, et cetera, et cetera. And someone's comment is, well, it's because Christians hate consent.
Nice.
But there's a lot of criticism for Reddit over, you know, people are like, seeing this shit is traumatic for me, and I deserve to be able to block certain advertisers on your platform, and you're not letting me, and that's kind of fucked up, actually. And a lot of people are like, this is exactly why I use a third-party client, and I don't use, you know, Reddit's interface anymore, and other stuff like that.
I mean, it's weird that you can't just not, because they've got other advertisers that they could show you ads from somebody fucking else, right?
I think it's really interesting. Somebody pointed out that of all the places to advertise, Reddit is actually pretty a shrewd choice, and it really
shows that
the people of this, what I'm guessing now is the Come Near Incorporated, their team of marketers and innovators actually might have some like experience and some know-how in this, because Reddit is a place that comprises all people from all sure. sorts of areas, and also a lot of people who don't put stock in Christian messages, so aren't going to be exposed to Christian messages anywhere else, because most of us these days, anybody, you know, anybody younger than 50 is most likely not watching a lot of commercials television. Like they might be seeing commercials on like streaming and stuff,
sure.
or YouTube, but they're not watching like broadcast TV as often, right? Unless there's an event
or something went viral,
right?
Yeah.
And so you're not getting, so advertising there wouldn't really, you know, once a year isn't going to get to a lot of people. As yes, I mean, yes, tons of people watch the Super Bowl, but tons of people don't. So like it's this, you know, it's advertising on Reddit is really an interesting choice, because it is one of the few websites that has everybody on it. And I wonder if they've been advertising on Twitter, which I haven't been on for a while. And even when I am on Twitter, the only advertisements I see are for like alpha male horse drugs. But
yeah, the advertisements I see on Twitter are crypto,
yeah.
super yeah. shady shit, nothing reputable.
I'm interested if anyone listening has seen a He Gets Us ad anywhere other than Reddit or during the yeah. Super Bowl. I would and love to know where they were.
I assume Reddit skews a little younger, doesn't it?
It skews younger, and it skews more liberal generally. But right. the thing is like the Reddit is like a microcosm of the internet. Anything you want to find, you can find on Reddit.
Sure.
You can find a subreddit for, I mean, for a while there, you could find subreddits for Nazi beliefs and all kinds of shit before they cleared that out.
It skews very millennial.
It skews millennial. Sure. That's a good way to put it. Millennial specifically.
Well, and I think
and that, young Gen X.
I think that the youths, as they say, are where Christianity is losing. Right.
Sure.
The generation. I wouldn't even say I'm old Gen X, but yeah. maybe my generation and younger are far less likely to be religious.
Our generation, Tim, is very apathetic about a lot of mm-hmm. things, because we were raised thinking that we were all going to die any minute in a nuclear war. So, I mean, it was like a certainty.
Right.
I was not thinking I was going to live this long. Genuinely, I assumed that we would all be blown up in a nuclear war long ago because of the way that it was talked about constantly. So I think that you're right, that it is our generation and younger that really is just like lost any kind of faith. But as our generation is getting older, people get older, they start to get more conservative. Sure. They start to turn back to religion. They have kids and suddenly they're like, well, maybe we can just baptize the kids. Yeah, my mom really wants us to baptize the kids. And then, well, let's just go to church. I mean, why not? They have free daycare. Let's just start going, you know, like, yeah.
But I don't think that's happening as much anymore.
Not as much.
I mean, that's like looking around, that's what people are definitely saying. Like, you know, imagine spending $1 billion trying to make people forget all the atrocities you've committed in the name of Jesus. The He Gets Us ad during the Super Bowl aims to change public perception of the mm-hmm. Christian faith. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, its donors like the Hobby Lobby still spread hate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's PR. It's PR for Christianity.
It absolutely is.
It's not an advertisement.
Yeah, I mean, their thing about the LGBTQI+ community, to me, it's like, but if you dive into it, they're probably going to be like, well, hate the sin, love the sinner, right?
Of course.
You know, yeah. which isn't good enough. And they think it is, but it really isn't, because it still says being gay is wrong.
Well, and so even if they are, somebody pointed out that if you contact them and you're saying that you're interested in this, they will try to hook you up with local churches in your area to get you involved in churches in your area, but like they aren't vetting those churches. And so people are saying like, you know, there's absolutely no way for them to know, for all their rainbow goodness, that they're not sending me to a church that's going to try to do conversion therapy to me.
Right.
Or who's going to, you know, anything else. You know, it's very interesting. The PR thing I think is really fascinating, because it definitely feels, someone's tweet was like, every time I see one of these commercials for He Gets Us, I feel like I'm fucking like losing my mind. Like I want to look around and be like, anyone else seeing this commercial for Jesus Christ? Like, you know, like, so, like he's a car or an iPhone.
I'm going to float a theory. Let me know if this sounds crazy. These aren't just PR for Christianity. They're also subtly white supremacist. The people who are depicted in the role of Christ are police, a priest, a pro-lifer. The people that are getting their feet washed are the people that would be persecuted by white nationalists. Mm-hmm. It's not trying to say, hey, people that are in these positions of power or people that are in these organizations that are you know, hateful organizations. They're saying these hateful people, these violent people, these bigots are Christ-like. They are saying they are the Jesus in this.
Interesting.
And gosh, guys, we need to act more like Jesus. But there's no one that's like, you know, clearly coded as a queer that's washing feet. There's no one.
They're the ones receiving the mercy. Yes, they're the ones receiving the care.
It's no one not in a like hijab is washing feet.
Yeah. There's not a Muslim woman washing the feet of a clearly non-Muslim woman.
Yep. The heroes are all white people in power or in you know, positions where you would see white supremacy either directly or
at best,
you know,
like a light-skinned cop, right? Who's in a position of power that's traditionally held by... Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and like, sure, if you're a person of color that's a cop, guess what? You're still supporting and enacting white supremacy. Like,
they bleed blue, Nick.
It's built into the right. Yeah. I mean, cop first.
No, but it's true.
Yeah.
It is. It's cop first. It doesn't matter. Interesting.
And so, like, so just people, just something I hadn't considered until I read a thing that was, you know.
Yeah. Well, and I haven't watched the commercial enough times to notice.
So now I want to put out a counter. What would our counter ad be? Because I feel like maybe it could be We Get Laid. He Gets Us. Well, We Get Laid.
We read books.
We read books. Books get us.
Just plural. Just
yeah.
It's still He Gets Us, but it's like Jean-Luc Picard.
But yeah. It's just to like me,
making tea.
I just like want to do something with you know, the slideshow of, you know, you start with a picture of a pyre of books and then just do a slideshow of books that have been banned or burned, you know, and you don't go for The Catcher in the Rye, right? Mm-hmm. You go for like freaking Dr. Seuss books that have been, you know, and just be like, you know, and use that as your alternative.
It's still He Gets Us, but it's all footage of Mr. Rogers.
Oh, nice.
And that'd so it's nice. Just like He Gets Us. And he's just like, you know, taking off his cardigan and changing shoes. And
yeah.
Except Fred Rogers was a Christian. So they're just going to use that against you.
I mean,
they're just
going
to use that against you. He was a reverend.
He was
a reverend. And
he was in Vietnam.
He was a conservative. And because he was anti-abortion. Because, you know, pro-kids.
So,
every person has the right. Every person has the right to be anti-abortion
Absolutely.
Or not. Every person has the right to make that call about what they personally prefer. My issue is when they think it should be a fucking law.
Right. But, and we don't know how Fred Rogers felt about it. There was a documentary about Fred Rogers that came out about a year ago, I think. Really good. And it talks about, you know,
all the abortions he paid for.
All the abortions. Every woman that was on the Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
One of those documentaries that just goes for it. Just like,
he had unprotected sex with every single fucking one of them. Because
I'm picturing him with like the meow meow puppet. And it's like, but then everything went dark. And they do like the VH1 like behind the music thing.
But you kind of get a feeling that Fred Rogers, if he were alive now, the current Republican Party, I mean, I don't think he'd be a Democrat or anything, but he'd be like, I'm not that.
My family was lifelong Republican up until
Trumpish.
Just before Obama.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. George W. Bush is what did it.
George W. Bush and Mitt Romney and the Christo-fascism that started taking over. Even though my uncle is very Christian, goes to church every week, plays guitar
for
the band.
Shit.
Like,
or does missionary shit.
Did That uncle is, that one's a minister.
Like, oh, no. Tom is.
I don't know that he's dumb. And it doesn't matter. Yeah. But they are all very Christian and still like became not Republican anymore because they were so horrified by what the Republican Party was doing. But
those are people that still probably when they saw that ad, they're like, yeah.
Oh, for sure. I guarantee he thinks that ad was groovy as fuck.
Yeah. Was it because the Republican Party went too far to the right? Or was it because the Democratic Party had moved far enough to the right where now they were comfortable supporting them?
I think it's both.
Yeah.
I really think it's both because most of my family used to describe themselves as being socially liberal and fiscally conservative. Yeah. That old chestnut. Means I don't get mad at me. I like everybody, but I just don't think that homeless people deserve to live,
Good old Overton window just shuffling off to the right.
It's interesting though, but you're right, Tim, because that's it, just like you were saying with whether, if your memory is telling you it was Eric. And that's the insidious thing in nature of these ads is the ad makes you go, well, yeah, that's not such a bad message.
Right.
Jesus didn't have a bad message.
Right.
Jesus's message was, love each other, be a little more chill. I'm going to go die for your sins. It's worth it to me. There's a lot of gross stuff in there, as we all know. But like the overarching idea being, of love and acceptance and tolerance of thy neighbor is when you boil it down to something really cinematic and beautiful and set it to one of the greatest love songs of all time, then it's going to sound nice.
So how about this? I realize this is an unfair comparison. And incredibly extreme, but just all right. So Nazis decide to put on a big PR campaign to improve their image.
Yeah.
And the messaging of their advertising is like, hey guys, let's not worry about holding down the other people. Let's just focus on enriching the white race and improving ourselves and being the best we can.
That's how they get you.
Exactly. Yeah. So like you wouldn't look at that ad and be like, you know what, guys, maybe these Nazis aren't so bad.
Some people would.
Some. Sure.
That's the whole point. Some people would.
So the whole point is advertising is going to work on some percentage of people. But like this isn't that sounds like an extreme comparison. But honestly, it's the same thing. It's doing the same thing.
If there was an ad that just showed a bunch of smiling white children and white families and people doing white activities and
eating potato salad with raisins in it.
Like downhill skiing and like Nordic stuff and like just like culturally white things.
Okay.
And then they made it like Hygge
boiling
and like
chicken.
Like just Norman Rockwell shit, right?
Yeah.
And then they were and then what it said was something like about like community or like, support
heritage.
The people. Yeah. Fine. Yes. Keep your heritage strong.
Right.
Or like believe in who you were.
Sure.
Pay attention to where you came from and pay attention to where you're going. Yeah. Like it would be so easy to dress up white nationalism like that. The whole point. That's why it gets people.
Yeah.
That's why they get them.
By the way, putting raisins in potato salad is disgusting.
I literally never heard about that until black people started complaining about it. Right. So I want to know who these white people are that are doing us dirty. It is horrifying.
Hey, white people, quit making us look bad.
Same with when I heard someone be like, did you know white people don't wash their legs? And I'm like, white people don't do what now?
What?
And they're like, yeah, a bunch of white. It's true. A bunch of white people don't wash their legs.
Not do that?
I don't know. They just think that the soap from their hair is running down the rest of them and cleaning the rest of them off.
It's not.
No, it's not.
White people not wash their butt crack?
Do white people wash their legs? And there are millions of people saying that they never even thought about it before.
Oh my God, I got to talk to my kids about this.
Make sure your white kids are washing their legs, Tim.
Alex and Devin, do you wash your legs? If not, start.
And
do you know the last time your children washed their legs?
And not do your legs get clean. Do you actively wash them? Are you washing them?
I don't even understand this conversation. It's like white people don't wash their legs and they put raisins in potato salad. Oh my gosh.
I don't get it.
Okay. All right. Well, we don't get that. But he gets us that we don't wash our legs in raisins.
He gets us potato salad that has raisins in it. That's what he gets.
He gets advertising companies a lot of fucking money. Yeah.
He's like, you know what, Kaylee, it's okay that you don't wash your legs. Because your legs are clean in my eyes.
I'll wash them for you.
That's why.
He washed legs.
That's why white people don't wash their legs. They're waiting for Jesus to do it for them.
If I do it, then he can't do it, and he gets feet. Wait, no. He washes us. No, shit.
I mean, seriously, this is a foot fetish commercial, and Quentin Tarantino should have directed it. But he did not, from what we understand, nor did NXS sing for it.
Michael Hutchence would never.
Well, and, you know,
he'd kill himself all over again is what he would do.
That was autoerotic asphyxiation, Molly. You can't prove any difference.
It's nice that people think that.
He accidentally killed himself.
That's a kindness to his memory. Yeah.
In any case, we've been Geeks Without God. We totally get you. That's
we
right.
Get
oh,
you.
Boy.
We get you. And
if we wash your feet,
that's
baby.
That's a lot of pressure.
And if you bring those feet.
And if you get us, you can support us on Patreon. For just a couple of bucks a month, you can get episodes early. You can send us in your answers to our five questions if you would like, or five questions, or just send us in something you'd like to read on the air. If you're the Unabomber, I know he's dead, but that doesn't matter.
He's so dead.
Just send us in your treatise, and we will read it on the air.
In case you weren't wondering, we are from the 90s.
In any case, thanks for listening. We will we'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Lunatics, send us your manifestos.
Whack jobs, send us your rants.
Christians, send us your feet pics.
Ugh.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Until next time, you can find us blogging at geekswithoutgod.com. You can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod, and you can even like us on Facebook.
We're geeks. We're geeks. We're geeks without God. We're geeks. We're geeks. We're geeks without God. We're geeks. Geeks without God.
The number of times I've taken a picture and then been like, I got to retake this picture because I'm not posting my feed on the internet for free.